Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. We just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl. Just you and me.
Breaking up with Linda Michelle.
Oh, you said it, girl.
Michelle
again.
Yeah.
The land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
They want it.
We give, showing others how to live.
We care, we love all through the land.
Well, good evening out there. You're waking up with Linda Mae Chan, and it is Teller Tuesday. Stephanie Haynes hopefully will be able to join us. You know, Stephanie is a Leo herself. She's a July Leo, but Leos celebrate very, very hard, and they definitely celebrate themselves. So she gets on with us today. We're going to break up this chakra number 5 into parts, okay? We'll pick up on it next week. But I'd just like to share that with you. But, you know, we are being sponsored by CUC, Community Unification and Collaboration, a nonprofit organization that has skilled advisors and consultants with teams to take care of the needs of the community, from lectures to workshops to training and much more, directing all with the needs to meet desired goals. And, you know, we have to continue to move out there and especially take care of our youth. And on that note, I'm going to share this with you. The National Congress of Black Women will be having their 12th annual award ceremony virtually on August 13th. It's going to be something to witness. We need your support to come in because, you know, we must take care and support our youth. So the website for your registration and ticketing is www.ncbwincla.org. That is the National Congress of Black Women with their virtual award ceremony on August 13th from 11 o'clock to 1. Join us. It's all about the children out there. But it's a phenomenal organization, as many, many organizations out here are here to take care of the community and especially with focus on our need. So what we're going to do is just play this a little bit, and then we're going to bring Miss Stephanie Haynes in. She's still so brave, and we're not going to hold her too long.
It's been a while. I'm not who I was before.
surprise. Your words don't burn me anymore. Been meaning to tell ya, but I guess it's clear to see. Don't be mad, it's just a brand new kind of me. Can't be bad, I found a brand new kind of free.
Just giving you a little bit of that. But before we bring Stephanie on, I just wanted to tell you about courage, strength, and wisdom. Well up in those who consistently take on everything as a protagonist, a person responsible for achieving their goals. Unlimited wisdom and ordained resolve arise from a sense of responsibility. And it's all about responsibility here, and to let you know that the best person I know that takes so much responsibility and gets the job done is Miss Stephanie Haynes, the author of The Healing of the Wound and the author of The Healing of the Man's Heart. Stephanie Haynes, happy birthday. Thank you. Thank you. We're not going to keep you long today. Welcome in.
Yes, good evening, Linda. How are you?
I am wonderful, Stephanie. Let me put this out here. I know you're celebrating. I know you with your friends and your family, because we Leos take care of the whole month and the month and a half and many more after. So we appreciate you for taking our time to come in. We're going to break this down into a series, part one and two, because we're not going to hold you too long this evening. Welcome in. We love you. Thank you. Thank you.
And thank you as well. And thank you for the wishes. Yeah, so tonight we're going to be talking about the throat chakra. Words have the power. Okay. So words have the power to both destroy influence. When words are both true and kind, they can change our world. I'm going to read that again.
Okay.
Words have the power to both destroy. When words are both true and kind, they can change our world. Now, as the fifth chakra, the throat chakra, is also the first of what is known as the alpha chakras, comprising the throat, the third eye, and the crown, which are considered to be the spiritual and the metaphysical energy center. Now, the throat chakra serves as the entry to the higher spiritual realm. Now, the ancient mystics often referred to these chakras, when healthy, as the mouth of God. Now, the notion being that we can both hear and speak divine wisdom and give voice to our soul, as its name suggests, it is found in the throat, but is associated with the mouth, the tongue, the neck, the ears, and the thyroid, and the parathyroid. Now, the Sanskrit name for the throat chakra is Vishuddha, which loosely translates to purity. Now, the Sahada means pure in Sanskrit, and the V placed before the Saha intensify the word, which is the V is a root. So it literally means especially pure. Now, the throat chakra is the energy center for speech and communication, and it is directly linked to our integrity and our morals, as this energy point also governs the ear, that it allows us to hear the inner voice of our intuition, which this energy center is open and balanced. We also have the capacity for creating expressions. Now, when the throat chakra is imbalanced, it can result in a rise up physical emotions and spiritual issues depending on whether the chakra is over or underperforming. Now, in the case of an overactive throat chakra, you may find yourself being overly critical or judgmental of others and may be expressing this by gossiping. You may talk nonstop and be extremely loud or shrill. You may even shout. Your mode of communication may be demeaning, leading to you to talk over people and dominate the conversation. Now, at the same time, the nonstop chatter and the loudness prevents you from hearing your inner voice, and so you live out of sync with your truth. Now, to compensate, you may find yourself overly analyzing and intellectualizing everything to avoid the vulnerability of facing your emotions and understanding your true feelings. Now, with an underactive throat chakra, you are likely to suppress your feelings and be fearful of speaking your truth. You may be shy and stumbling over your words or even stuttering. Now, you also may even swallow your words. Now, more often than not, at the cost of being authentic and compromising your integrity, this may manifest as an introversion, shyness, insecurity, and speaking too softly or timidly. You may also struggle with owning your creativity and feel an artistic block, suppressing your ideas and your insights. Now, signs of an imbalance of the throat chakra can be felt physically and emotionally and can include the following symptoms: speech impediment, including stuttering or lips, sore throat or laryngitis, jaw or mouth pain, throat infection, hearing issues, ear infection, neck pain, thyroid disorder, and hormonal imbalance. Now, when the throat chakra is open, now as it opens, it essentially rules our voice. Now, when it opens, you are likely to find words effortlessly flowing out, and you won't be able to help saying what you really think. Now, you may suddenly find yourself unable to stop talking or singing, whereas in the past, you found yourself biting your tongue. That sudden creativity rush and a need to communicate and express yourself, though, through any forms of your voice, whether it's singing, speaking, writing, and so on. Now, these are suffice signs that your throat chakra is open. You may find you lose your voice or have throat or neck issues, which temporarily makes it hard for you to physically speak. Now, since this chakra also rules our inner voice as well as our ears, to prepare to hear be prepared to hear your conscience much more loudly. That having a journal nearby can be useful during the process of opening and aligning your throat chakra. Now, because you may have many intuitive and creative ideas, as with the opening of any of the chakras, it is normal to experience some emotional turbulence. Now, in the case of an underactive throat chakra, as you start to speak your truth and express your real feelings, you may experience the release of suppression emotions. So those emotions that you've been suppressing, you might feel those. Now, after that, that you may also process or align the chakra during that time. Because, you know, when you suppress those emotions, they have to come up through all the stuff that you've been pushing down. Now, so I find myself screaming and roaring and shouting out all the time. And I keep, you know, for stuff to get me stuck, you know, singing in the shower, you know, yelling and screaming, you know, when things is get so hectic, you know, that's what I say, go lose it in the shower.
Okay.
You know, yeah. And that's why that's one of the statements that, you know, is out there for individuals that have this, you know, this problem. You know, that statement was made, you know, go lose it in the shower, go scream, go dance, you know, find other ways to express yourself when you, you know, learning how to communicate your truth.
Very interesting. Okay.
Yes. So now, while this was a temporary emotionally draining, it was also totally catastrophic. And within days, I not only felt better, but was also able to hear my intuition much more clearly, because you went down into your core and kind of clean that up. It's just like gutting something out, right?
So, right.
Yes, it's just like when you're gutting. Yeah. And I mean, like when you gut a piece of fruit, you know, cutting a watermelon and cutting it up and it gutting it out to take the rinds off of it. Or gutting a lemon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah. So there's certain ways that, you know, when you start clearing that throat chakra, you know, you have all that mucus and stuff that is down there as well. Because now when you're not really expressing your truth, that emotion has to go somewhere. So it goes into the throat chakra.
Okay.
All right. Okay. So now, with that, then, you know, the pain has a purpose. Now, as you balance an overactive throat chakra, you may feel guilt, shame, interaction, and may experience emotional pain. Because as you process your feelings, as always, any healing crisis is temporary, and it is a necessary part of resetting your mind, your body, and your soul. Remember, everything is temporary. So now you have to do the work to continue that healing, continue to be able to speak your truth to continue to be authentic.
Wow, truth and authenticity. Wow.
Yes, that's very important in your communication. And that's with everything.
That's with everything. You know, I don't like to interrupt, but I know that we're going to break this down into parts. You know, this is part one. We'll pick up part two where you take us through our stones and all that, because you give us a good workout when we're speaking about these chakras. But I'm not going to keep you long here. But what I did want to say, because you were speaking of expressing my feelings, you know, I have these beautiful wisdom cards that was given to me as a gift. And I look at it, and as you were talking, this card happened to pop in my hand. And it says, I allow my emotions to be fully experienced. I acknowledge feelings of grief, anger, or fear. And I make a conscious effort to express my emotions or resolve them within myself so that I can move forward freely. Now, just that card just popped in my hand. It's the chakra wisdom card. So I don't really have a problem. I guess mine is pretty balanced because, you know, I'm all about the truth and authenticity. Sometimes we need to turn that knob another way, but that's just the way that it goes. And not interrupting you, but I would like to have us close it there and give us some homework. Stephanie, because you're celebrating, just give us the stones that we need. So until you come back next week, those of us who want to go purchase will be ready for our number two portion of that. Would that work with you?
That'd be great. All right,
okay.
So grab a pen and a paper.
Okay.
All right, so the first stone that you would be purchasing is the aquamarina. Marine.
Okay.
Aquamarine.
Okay. Okay.
Turquoise.
I didn't hear that one.
Turquoise.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And the blue lace agate.
The agate, what color?
Blue. The blue lace agate.
Blue lace. Okay. Great. Okay.
And the lapis.
Lapis. Okay. Love that stone. Okay.
Okay. And the oils that you will be purchasing will be the eucalyptus.
Okay.
The clove.
Clove. Okay.
The tea tree.
Okay.
And the peppermint.
Peppermint. All right. So, you know, listeners, Stephanie, you know, I try to keep my word over here. We, like I said, we love you. Stephanie has given us a breakdown, given us the opening and closing. This is in part one. And now we have the stones that those of us who don't have them, you can go purchase. That's the aquamarine, turquoise agate, the blue lace agate, and the lapis. And the oils is the eucalyptus, clove, tea tree, and peppermint. Stephanie, we're going to say to you, continue to celebrate out there, Leo. But before you go, I know it, because next week it's going to get in, and I'm going to have you do it again. You're getting ready again to get an added appointmentship through your organization of a National Council of Negro Women, and that's going to be held in September. We're looking forward to hearing more about that. We're going to try to support you in any way that we can because you're very supportive of us here. And we're going to close this out and tell you to keep on drinking your apple juice. I'm not going to say drink champagne. I don't even know of you to be a drinker. I'll take care of that. I'll take care of that on this end for you. I'll just have a glass to toast to you and to let you know that we're going to close out this part one. Pick up next week. I know where we stop. You know where you stop. And tell you to keep on celebrating. Enjoy your birthday. Enjoy your family. Just enjoy you. And we love you over here, Stephanie. Thank you so much. Go back and keep on partying. All right.
Love you too.
Love you, love you, love you. That's Stephanie Haynes, the author of The Healing of the Wound. Like, she's dedicated. She takes on responsibility. She's here, okay? And this song is going out especially to Stephanie. We love you.
Some peace of mind. Why don't you?
And again, we want to express to Stephanie Haynes for coming on and caring and sharing with us as she took time out of her birthday celebration from her family and her friends. Now, that is what I call dedication. And I want to share something with you guys here. We were talking about that throat chakra. She gave us part one and expressing the feelings. And I'm going to give you an affirmation. I can't give it to you like she does, but I can say this. I let the unconditional love experienced in my heart be expressed through my voice and my creativity. That is an affirmation that will keep that throat chakra open for you. You repeat that every day, and I can guarantee you all of that blocked in phlegm will come out. Now, you know, it is Leo's month, okay, kings and queens out here. And I'm going to tell you something. You know, I look up a lot of research and I read other people's things because we're not experts at this. But Leos, you know, it's time. This is August for you August Leos. To cry out and say the hell to the no, okay? Don't deal in any activities that is not lighting your fire. You want fresh adventures, okay? And your heart, put it on your sleeve and lead, okay? Lead with naked honesty. Start a new romance for those out there who need to make a change. And enlighten yourself through promotions. Put out your skill set. Strengthen your backbone. If you don't want it to pounce, okay? Your stance will empower others. You want to celebrate yourself. Well, you don't have to tell Leo to do that. We know how to do that real good. And activate your creativity. And for those of you who believe in nature and the new moon, the full moon, the waning moon, do a new moon ritual, however way you need to do it. But do whatever you can do out there. Stay in tune with the universal energies. This is August. This is our month. Yes, I'm a Leo, and everybody, I have about 15 or 20 of them that travel on my team. And guess what? All of us are Leos. Uh-oh, world. Look out, because those queens know how to lay back and lick on their paws and watch you and size it up and get the job done. You know, when I think of Leo women, when I think of any women, I think of this because we're celebrating the queens of August right now, and I'm going to play this song for you. happy birthday out there, all of you lioness, Leos out there, Leos, kings and queens, and every woman must celebrate every woman. And I'm going to remind you again, the National Congress of Black Women will be having their 12th annual awards ceremony virtually on August 13th. Please go to the website, www.ncbwincl, and purchase your tickets. You know, this is a global organization, but it's headquartered out of Washington, D.C., under the leadership of Dr. E. Faye Williams. They do not play. This ceremony is for the Los Angeles chapter, okay? And we want you to join us, and we want you to remember that we definitely must educate, empower, and support our youth. And that's what this is all about. Join us. You will not be let down. As a matter of fact, I think the membership windows will open up. It's a wonderful, wonderful organization to be a part of, and they do wonderful, wonderful work throughout the community, and especially for our youth. Ow!
Y'all, I ain't nobody crying. No, ain't nobody worried. No, no, ain't no smiling faces. No, lying to the races. No, no, no. Oh, help me now.
I'll take you there.
Come on, somebody help me here.
But you gotta be ready, y'all. You're about to go. the land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
We give, showing others how to live.